Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. If everybody would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, I certainly would appreciate it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay. All right. For the roll call, please show that Griselle is absent, excused. And for the county, we have Hunter White and Jose, what's your last name?
Mendoza.
Jose Mendoza. And we have Michael Shannon and Carmen Hayes. All right. So before I go into public comment, let me read a couple of items. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken at any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices, and please take all private conversations outside of the room. Okay. So this is the time for public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments may be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium or basically just come up to the center of the room and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. Okay. All right, at this time, I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the minutes of March 31, 2026.
I would make a motion to approve.
All right, there's a motion to approve the agenda. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye, all right, motion carries. Okay, so for tonight's agenda, items 9 and 10 will be held and continued on April 28. So if you're here for items 9 and 10, you're more than free to stay, watch the action, you're free to leave. We're not going to be addressing those items tonight.
Am I allowed to speak?
Not right now.
Oh.
Not right now.
Sorry.
So just as a reminder, this is a public meeting. So we have an order to follow, and unlike any other meeting that you might be used to where there's a give and take, we're going to follow a process and a procedure, okay? All right. So items 9 and 10 will be held. Items 1, 2, 3, and 4, looks like there'll be one presenter. So I'd like to combine those items for presentation purposes. But for action purposes, we will deal with each item separately. 5, 6, 7, and 8 stands, and items 9 and 10 will be held and continued for April 28. May I have a motion to approve or alter the proposal for the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda with the chair's request for the amended request.
Okay, thank you. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. All right. Informational items, Mr. Shannon.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm very happy to finally be able to let the public know, as well as the board, that a Saturday, May 2nd, we're going to have a grand opening for the new baseball complex here at Desert Breeze. If you haven't had a chance to go by there, it's going to be one of the nicest baseball complexes in Southern Nevada for juniors. It'll be able to be played on Little League up to probably JV and high school. Varsity teams would be a little bit too old to play on those fields. But we got four regular fields, and what we're really proud of is that it's the first time ever in Clark County that we built an adaptive field for players and kids with disabilities. We've never built anything like that, and we're really proud to be unveiling that Saturday the 2nd. But we've got face painting, we've got a bunch of food, we have Spring Valley Little League is going to be playing two Little League games there that day. We are hoping that the police department will be playing the fire department in a baseball game. And then we'll have a clinic for younger kids and stuff on the fourth field. But it's from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And I would encourage everybody, you're welcome to come just to check out the facility. But especially if you have kids that are in fall age, it's going to be a terrific complex. So we're proud of it, and hopefully you'll all be able to attend. So that'll be Saturday, May 2nd at 10 o'clock. So thank you.
Cool. All right, great.
The other thing I do want to mention, I'm sorry, is that the adaptive field, we're also going to be dedicating in honor of Mike Aker. Mike Aker was the District 4 Little League representative for over 20 years. His name was put forward by former Commissioner Larry Brown, who was good friends with Mr. Aker, and it was Larry's desire 5-6 years ago when we were just putting the design on paper that we consider naming it after his good friend Mike Aker, and the board made a decision at the last meeting to indeed name it after Mike Aker, so we're going to be proud to dedicate the adaptive field in his name on Saturday as well. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shannon. Okay. Let's move on. So is there the applicant or a presenter for items 1, 2, 3, and 4? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and read these into the record, so just take your time setting up. Item 1 is PA-26-70009-BR Ovation Limited Partnership. It's a plan amendment to redesignate the land use category from business employment to entertainment mixed use on 14.6 acres, currently located south of RB Avenue and west of Gagne Boulevard within Spring Valley. Item 2 is UC-26-0135-BR Ovation Limited Partnership. It's a use permit for senior It's a use permit for senior housing. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increase retaining wall height, and 2, eliminate EV capable parking spaces. It's a design review for a proposed multifamily residential development on 4.18 acre, a portion of the 14.57 acres, the site of a commercial core zone generally located south of RB Avenue and west of Gagne Boulevard within Spring Valley. Item 3 is UC-26-0149-BR. Excuse me, Ovation Limited Partnership. It's a use permit for senior housing. Waiver of development standards to eliminate EV-capable parking spaces. It's a design review for a multifamily residential development of 3.46 acre portion of the 14.57 acres in a commercial core zone generally located south of RB Avenue and west of Gagne Boulevard within Spring Valley. And item 4, WS-26-0150-BR, Ovation Limited Partnership, waivers of development standards for the following: to increase the building height, and 2, to reduce the driveway depth, reduce the driveway throat depth. It's a design review for a proposed mixed-use development on 6.93 acre portion of 14.57 acres in a commercial core zone generally located south of RB Avenue and west of Gagne Boulevard within Spring Valley. All yours.
Thank you. Good evening, Jeff Velazovich, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight representing the applicant. The location of the property is just south of Arby Avenue. Right here on the west side is Durango, and then on the east side is Yagnir. Over in this area is St. Rose Dominican Hospital. This property has an interesting history that dates back to the first approval, which was in 2020. My memory of that, even though it was not this developer, was that it was approved as one project. It isn't separated like you see today, but the combined multifamily mixed use number of units that were approved back in 2020 was 1,288. And it was separated back then by a couple of buildings and some open space in the middle of it. Since that time, moving forward, that developer didn't move forward with the project. The current developer has picked up the site, and the code has changed, as we know, different designations, different zonings from 2020 to where we are today. And so in working with staff to move this forward, and I'll say sort of bring it into today's code, the site is and has been master planned all along for business employment, even when it had that prior project approved on it. And it also has been and is currently zoned for a community core. And so what we want to do is that plan amendment, which you see is item number one on your agenda today, that will take the plan amendment to match really the zoning. And so the plan amendment will go from business employment to entertainment mixed use. But the reason you don't see a corresponding zone change is because it's already zoned the right way. We're just getting the master plan now to match the current zoning that sits on the site. That's item really number one. So now I'll go through items 2, 3, and 4. Item 2, 3, and 4, I'll separate them out. Item number 2 is located in this area. That would be what we consider to be phase 1. It is an affordable 55 years and older senior affordable project. It has 190 units total. 191 parking spaces. It has one bedroom and two bedroom. You would have to be age verified as well as income verified to live there. It is 4 stories and it would be 55 feet. Along with this particular building, we have 2 waivers. The first waiver is for an increase in retaining wall height on the southwest portion. That would be right here. As a reminder, this is a commercial project that's already been developed to the west, and then Durango sits here. We actually already have a drainage study approved, so that waiver isn't a guess. It is really a result of what we already know is the existing condition that sits to us to the west, and then we come in here. So we're asking for that waiver to go to 5 feet retaining wall where 3 feet is required. And then the other waiver that we have is a waiver to not provide the EV-capable parking spaces. We are providing 6 available EV charging spaces, but we didn't want to provide what I'll call the future spaces. So that's the second waiver that sits on this particular site, and staff is recommending approval of this entire application as designed. I will point out the amenities for each of at least these buildings. This is slightly different over here, but the amenities and kind of everything is self-contained within here, meaning this surface parking is for this building and these amenities are for the people who live here. This is a project by Ovation. If you're familiar with any of their projects, they do fully enclosed buildings with elevators. They do a lot of seniors, both market rate and affordable, and I would challenge anybody to tell me if they didn't know if it was market rate or affordable. I bet you couldn't tell it was affordable. They really do an amazing job with it, the residents, we hear it when we're on tours, they will just spontaneously talk about how much they enjoy living in properties like it. They're very, very, very nice. So that is item number 2. Item number 3 is this building right here. That is also a senior building, meaning 55 years of age and older, but it is not designated as affordable. It would be market rate. So in those particular instance units, you would not have to be income verified. Obviously, it would be age verified, but it wouldn't be income verified. That would be whatever the market dictates at that point. For that location, we have 151 units. It would be 4 stories tall, 55 feet, and then it has a combination of studio, 1-bedroom, and 2-bedroom units. And right along here, our north boundary, those are tucked in garages. Those don't go to an individual unit. On the inside, you could live on the fourth floor, but if you wanted a garage, you could rent that garage separately, and then that garage has internal access into the hallway, but not into a unit. So it allows for anyone interested in renting that garage to rent it no matter where you live within the unit. In this particular one, we are just waiving the EV capable. Again, we're putting in 5 EV installed, but we believe the waiver for the amount of spaces, which I think is 38 capable, is appropriate to waive in this particular case. Staff is recommending approval of this one and that waiver as well. So then we come over to what we call phase three, but it really consists of 2 different buildings, and that would be item number 4 on your agenda. Item 4, this is open to anyone to rent. It can be of any age. It is market rate units, and it would be 2 separate buildings. The area in yellow shows the buildings. The area in green shows what I'll call the common open space and amenities between these 2 buildings. And what you don't see, the difference here from here is that you don't see kind of the surface parking that you see for the seniors. Over here, what you'll have is more of a wrapped garage. So the garage will be, parking will be on the inside of the building with units that wrap around it and face towards the outside. In addition, this building right here that is closest to Arby is the building that has retail on the ground floor. That's in this darker area here and here. And then, well, I'll just stay with that for a minute. We have 2 waivers associated with this project. One is the height. These buildings are proposed to be 5 stories instead of 4 stories, and we are asking to go to a height of 73 feet. That's inclusive of any architectural renderings, and I will show you the elevations in a minute. And then the other thing that we are asking for is specifically on this driveway right here. We are asking for a throw step waiver. That driveway goes right into our garage, so in the end, Public Works looked at that and felt like there wouldn't be any conflicts that would back up or interrupt the travel on Harvey Avenue, so they recommended approval of that waiver as well. So on item number 4, the 2 waivers that we have are for height and then for the throw depth. Other than that, we have 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom units in both buildings. We are providing, you know, sufficient parking, all elevator access, like we said on the other ones, internal elevator access. And that kind of wraps up that detail on the application. In terms of the elevations, they all complement each other, so I can go through them, but this gives you an idea of the market apartments. They all kind of have similar color schemes, obviously different buildings, but this gives you an idea of the elevations for those. The building that has the tucked-in garage, that shows you what it looks like on the ground level with the garages here and then the units above it. Again, that was on the market rate senior that had that tucked-in garage. Other than that, all the buildings complement each other. Same developer for all 4 buildings. And we appreciate, this is kind of an interesting one. I should point out, to the extent that it's interesting to you just historically, again, when I started, I said in 2020, a different developer had a project approved at 1,288 units total, and the project that's before you tonight, combined with the 4 buildings, has 829. So that density has come down just a little bit as they've really studied what they think could work here. Staff is recommending approval of everything, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. So this time I want to bring it back to the public. If anybody in the audience that would like to comment or provide feedback on this project, please do so. All right, I don't see any movement toward that. So I'll close the public portion and bring it to the board. And does anybody have any questions or comments? Nope. Beth? All right, so I have a question. regarding the electric vehicles. In the event that all the electrical vehicles stations are filled, what is the proposed solution should there be more demand for electric vehicle stations?
I should note that on the two buildings that are not age restricted, they are meeting code relative to how much you have to provide for EV, provide and EV capable. To the two buildings where we're asking to waive the EV capable, in the affordable sense, I think Ovation has a pretty good idea. Most of the seniors, all of the seniors who are living there on a fixed income already. We aren't seeing a demand at our existing affordable projects for any EV charging, for whatever those reasons are. And we do have some market rate seniors, so we have kind of an idea. And we think that the amount that we're providing in terms of EV provided is enough, but to answer your direct question, if in fact in the future they find out that more of their renters have EV cars than we have stalls, you can work to bring it in.
All right. Thank you. All right. If there's no further questions or comments, I would entertain a proposal for item one. That's the one where we're just changing the land use category. All right, thank you. Motion has been to approve item one. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. It's got item two, which is the use permit for the senior housing for phase one. I would entertain a motion.
I move to approve staff recommendations.
All right, there's a motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Item three, which is the market rate seniors. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve item three.
All right, motion has been made. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. And finally, the market rate for the unrestricted age. Is there a motion? All right, thank you, Justine. Motion's been made. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. Thank you for coming by. All right, let's move to item five. Is there an applicant or representative for item five? All right, I'm going to put that aside for the moment, and we'll go on to item six. Is there a presenter or an applicant for item six? All right, let me read this into the record. It's VS-26-0155-UNLV Research Foundation to vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Patrick Lane and South Avenue and Jim Rogers Way and Cimarron Road within Spring Valley. All yours.
Keith Nelms with the Union phone number.
Rank serial number and thumbprint, no. Yeah, your address, and if you could spell your last name for the record.
NELMS 6575 West Tropicana Avenue. I'm here to as a representative for Amplis Academy. We've been working and are very close to getting off-site approvals for the running track that you see here, and then in the middle is a soccer field. Part of the NOFA notice of final action, which I brought a copy of just in case anybody needs to reference that, was to vacate Saab Avenue, which I've highlighted down on the south. We're working with UNLV, who is represented by Westwood Engineering, I'm the boss of engineering, We've been working together for the vacation of Saab Avenue. And we were locked on there and was directly responsible for the vacation of the two easements related to this street. Since it will no longer be a public street, there's no use for the pedestrian access easement or the utility easements anymore. So that's our portion to go along with the actual vacation of the street. That's about it, but I can answer any questions.
Okay, thank you. So I'm going to bring this out to the public if there's any comment or feedback on the presentation. Okay, seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board. Any questions or comments?
None.
Justine, Matt, none? All right, I'd entertain a motion. Don't be shy.
I'll make a motion to approve.
All right, motion is made to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Who made the motion? I'm sorry.
That was Patrick, number six, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, item seven. All right, let me read this into the record. Item seven. Where'd you? Okay, it's WS-26-0160. It's Monarch Marketing Corporation. Waiver of development standards. Excuse me, to increase the wall height in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 1.64 acres in an RS5-2 residential single-family 5.2 zone, generally located south of Spanish Gate Drive and west of Butler National Drive within Spring Valley. All right, all yours.
My name is Chris
Gusto,
last name. HRISTOV. Address is 2510 West Horizon Ridge Parkway, unit 200. I'm here on behalf of the owner of this property. What we're doing is we're trying to get a waiver to increase the height of the property walls to 8 feet. We currently get it 4 feet, so he has had over the time he's on the property, people just walk from the house and just look into this property because the walls are just 4 feet tall. Similar on all four sides. In the back there's a golf course. On the front is the main street, and then on the east side of the property it's a park. So people are able to look into his yard, and that's the reason he's trying to raise it.
Is that it? Okay. Bringing out to the public, is there anybody that would like to? Yeah, so why don't you come on up? Or actually, if you can speak loud enough from there, just state your name.
My name is Cheryl Lastra.
Stand up.
Oh, sorry. My address is 8391 Plum Creek Court. I believe I'm the only resident that touches this property. And there is a 10-foot wall that we share. That a year and a half ago, I came home and had men working on this wall that nobody asked me if they could touch the wall. Nobody called and said, hey, is it cool if we raise the wall? Which I eventually told the owner, I am cool with them raising the wall. I just need it to be done through the HOA and properly the way things get done here in Las Vegas. He apparently had problems with it. So it's been a year and a half. I have pictures if you'd like to see. This is cool. This is like the coolest.
Yeah, just a reminder, you have 3 minutes.
Okay. This is my before picture of the way my wall looked. This is currently the way my wall looks for a year and a half. So I have no problem, and I told him this, no problem with him raising the wall. There are portions of his wall that absolutely needed to be raised for privacy issues. I'm fully with that. But when you start touching other people's property, I have a problem with that. 30 years I've been in this house, I've never heard of anything like this happening. Now, I'm okay with him raising it, but I want this to look like it's supposed to look. And I want it to be done to code. And that's all I want.
All right. So just to summarize, there is an issue with process.
Big process.
All right. All right. If there's no further comments, I'll bring it back to the board. Any comments or questions? Go ahead, Justine.
Where exactly is our people looking in? I'm just kind of viewing the property on
this little
portion
right here on the wall.
And what exactly are our people like just looking over the fence?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is that
I'm
area?
Sorry.
What is there that we're trying to provide privacy from?
They're just looking into his yard, and he just wants privacy in his yard. The wall right now is just 4 feet tall, so you can walk up to it.
Just look over the gate, pretty much. And, I mean, is this a gated community?
It is.
It is a gated community, so neighbors.
Neighbors.
Well, you don't just have...
You do have traffic on the front. So people walking their dogs, or you know, just normal traffic.
Normal traffic, but we can kind of assume that these are community members.
Community members.
Okay.
Any other comments or questions, Matt?
Do you have an HOA in this community?
Yes, we actually went through the HOA already, and we got their approval. So. The owner did start without permits and without, you know, contacting anybody. So now he has hired us to make sure that we go through the proper process.
But when he violated HOA policies, did the HOA fine him or take action?
Absolutely, yes.
He was fined for violating that? So,
he was.
Okay.
And yes, that portion of the wall will be fixed.
All right, excuse me, ma'am, you're out of order. So remember, this is a process, so you've had your say. You address us, please, and that way we don't do any side conversations. So if you just follow through and answer his questions. All right, Patrick.
There's a significant amount of trees around the property as well, as I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Are they not providing any privacy?
No,
whatsoever. This is still not sufficient enough.
No, there are large trees along the park here. At the front, they're kind of skinny and tall, and on the west side, same. So actually, on the west side, if you see the, you know, it's 180 feet of linear feet of wall that's going to be increased. But the back part, there is actually plenty of trees there that it does not need to increase that part.
Yeah, very much so. Because I can understand the southernmost wall that's adjacent to the golf course. You know, certainly, you're able to playing on the golf course. You're able to see straight into his backyard. That I can understand.
So that wall actually does remain as wrought iron fence. It's just.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
That wall is wrought iron fence.
Wrought iron fence.
We're just increasing it to 8 feet, but still wrought iron.
So you can still see through it.
You can still see through it.
What privacy does that
provide? That part is not privacy. That part is, I guess, he had people jump over to grab golf balls.
Gotcha. And then the front, the north wall.
The north wall is the
intricate.
It's his like biggest concern because of, you know, so many people can walk there. And just
the north wall is his biggest concern.
That's the main
people
thing.
Just walking
and
past.
He said that he has people just looking in his yard, just sitting there with their dog.
With a 200-foot driveway, yeah. Nothing. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. I have no further questions.
I have a question. So if you wouldn't mind showing the pictures of the walls that you, because I saw that on the website. Okay.
We have four renderings.
Yeah. So the top picture, or the top portion, what is that, the west, north, south?
That's the north.
That's north wall.
That's existing north and that's proposed north.
Okay, and then what? How does the south wall look? Or the wrought iron? Or
the wrought iron, right now it's this one, and we're proposing it to increase it to that. It's just the wrought iron
gets higher.
Okay. So help me understand the owner's point of view, where he wants a solid wall on the sides because he's uncomfortable with people looking in. On the golf course, you're going to have people looking in through the wrought iron. He's not opposed to people looking in through the backyard?
He is, but the HOA will not.
Okay. All right. So the HOA has weighed in.
That's correct.
Okay.
They have reviewed the plans and they gave their comments.
Okay.
We adjusted everything for their ask.
Yeah, because I looked at the document sent, and, you know, given the aerial view, you're familiar with Spanish Hills and the rolling lookout. That the first thing that came to my mind is it was a fortress. Is that the look and feel that this owner wanted in an open community like that?
Not at all.
Okay. But the HOA weighed in?
They did.
Okay, and they approved?
They did.
All right, and planning has record of them doing that? Or?
And even I believe the public works approved as well.
Okay.
We don't normally ask for the HOA.
Okay. All right. So that's an HOA thing. All right. I'm okay. I'd entertain a motion at this time.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
One
more, yeah, go ahead, Justine.
To your knowledge, are there any other neighbors that have built similar structures or walls that provide privacy?
There are a couple in the neighborhood that have raised their walls.
Okay,
invitation still is open. Is there a motion for this item?
I guess I would make a motion to approve.
All right, motion is to approve?
It was for denial, so approved per staff if approved conditions.
Approved per staff if approved conditions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just a point of information, where does this item go next?
Planning.
It goes to planning? All right. So just be aware for those in the audience that this will go to the Planning Commission for hearing. All right. All right. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Oh, okay. So there's 3 ayes, 1 nay. And sir, if you're open to, you might want to have a discussion with the neighbor outside. Yeah, thank you. Okay, let's move on to item 8. Is there a representative for item 8? Okay, let me read this into the record. ET-26-400020, it's a ZC-23-0042, Axiom Living, LLC. So waivers of development standards, second extension of time for the following: increased building height, reduced building separation, allow modified driveways design standards, design review for the following: alternative parking lot landscaping, off-site parking, and a multi-family development on 4.5 acres in an RRM50 residential multifamily 50 zone within the airport environs overlay, generally located west of Montessori Street alignment, excuse me, and south of Wagon Trail Avenue alignment within Spring Valley. All right, if you could just address the extension of time.
Good evening, Jennifer Lasky, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. The project was approved. They got a first extension of time done administratively. Now they have to come forward with this extension, which is to be through a public hearing process. They have pulled some permits or are working to pull some permits. There are applications in to pull it. It is a mixed-use project, so parts of the site are done, but that multifamily site portion of it isn't done yet, and so we need additional time to complete it. Staff is recommending approval.
Okay. There's no one out there to make any comments. Bring it to the board. All those that have questions or comments, please do so. Nope. All right. Entertain a motion.
I move for approval.
All right, motion to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go back to item five. This is the second time we're hearing it. No one's here to present. What's the pleasure of the board?
This is their second no-show, correct?
Correct.
What are our options in that regard? I mean, we just kick it to the next meeting again.
Well, we can deal with it now. We can deal with it now. Or is there an extension opportunity? Is there time for carrying it over?
It just depends on when your next meeting is.
It's the 28th.
Set to go before that.
Yeah.
Set for the Planning Commission prior to your next meeting.
Okay. So, yeah, so it would be moot. So we don't need to act on it, and so it goes straight to Planning Commission without our input, or we can put input now.
You can recommend
approval, you can recommend denial.
Yeah.
You can recommend denial with a request that it returns to the town board.
Okay. What's your pleasure?
I think it would be a good idea to just take care of it now.
Okay, open to that. So there's no presenter, so let's just, and there's no one that wants to talk about it. So let's bring it to the board. Let's have an open discussion. Who wants to go first?
I'll chat.
Go ahead.
So staff was recommending denial on this, primarily based upon the proximity to residential. When you look at the map of this, the unit in question here is adjacent to a very long driveway, and the first residential home apartment is well past it and behind a storage facility, which is another separate property. Also taking into account what's next door to this in the same strip, there's a hookah lounge that's open till 4 a.m. with partying going on. This particular application, as I understand it, would be limited to about 50 people for small gatherings. Private function. So we're basically talking about an establishment that's going to host private parties for small groups that's directly next to what amounts to a nightclub to some degree. I believe that there's a bit of a disconnect there between the staff's recommendation of denial when compared to that person. How does anybody else feel about this?
All right, anybody else would like to comment on Patrick's?
I mean, I would definitely tend to agree with you if there's something that's open till 4 a.m., then why are we worried about noise concerns or anything like that? I would assume that hookah lounge would bring more noise. My only, hang up is just not having anybody here, and that's twice now that they haven't shown up, and I would really prefer to just hear more of a explanation from them on what exactly we're doing here.
Right. Any other comment, Matt?
No.
All right. So I generally agree with what both Justine and Patrick are saying. The only question I have has to do with parking, but since there's nobody here to talk about it, I'm inclined to support approval. So,
are you inclined to approve agenda items at the town board level that nobody comes to?
Well, this is my next.
Yeah. So
my next thing is there.
If
they're not inclined to
precedent that you
to fight here,
your items. And
that's a good question.
At your meetings?
No, that's a good question. That's a good question. So what say the board?
To that point. If they don't seem to care to want to fight about this, despite how I feel about this, I don't believe it's worth pushing through the approval. Do we want to kick this back to the BCC to deal with them, or do we want to take any action on this?
I feel like I would be inclined to deny with the recommendation for them to come back to the town board, but there I would. Want them to have to go through whatever the process is to get here because they haven't done their due diligence in showing up to our meeting.
Right. So from a timeline perspective, whatever action we take here, they'll go to the Planning Commission, which will be before our next meeting on 4/28, correct?
Yes, but like I said, your recommendation could be the applicant has failed to show for two consecutive town board meetings, whatever your recommendation is, but that you are requesting that they return to the town board before they take action.
Okay. So how does that sound? All right.
I would agree with that.
Appreciate the input, Mike. All right. So if I could restate Mike's suggestion into a form of a motion, that I move that this item comes back to the town board before it goes to the Planning Commission for action. Is that properly worded, Carmen?
No.
Okay. All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. All right, thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that, the suggestion and the guidance. Okay, again, items 9 and 10 are on hold and will be continued on 4/28. General business. Mr. Shannon, is there any general business for us to deal with?
Nothing this evening, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Moving on to comments by the general public, I don't see anybody in the audience that would necessarily want to participate, so we'll move on. The next meeting date will be April 28, 2026. Is there a motion to adjourn? All right. Motion adjourned. Meeting ends at 6:47 p.m. All right.